Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer admits that a woman is an adult female after claiming some have penises. By Kurt Zindelka on July 27, 2023. Biology has apparently won out over wokeism in mainstream British politics, with the leader of the left-wing Labour Party, Sir Keir Starmer, finally admitting that a woman is indeed an adult female. Sir Keir Starmer has come to recognize that transgender biological males are not in fact women. Speaking to BBC Radio 5 Live in comments reported by The Times, Starmer declared on Wednesday, firstly, a woman is an adult female, so let's clear that one up. The clearing up Starmer was likely referencing was his own past statements on transgenderism, which have previously only been able to say that 99.9% of women haven't got a penis. The admission of biological realities from Starmer comes as his party has attempted to transition to a more centrist position on transgenderism, using the separatist Scottish Nationalist Party, SNP, and its support of gender self-identification without medical examinations as a foil to their left. This week, Labour Chairwoman and Shadow Equalities Secretary Annalise Dodds argued that the process of legally changing one's gender should still require medical certification but that it should be simplified. She said that instead of a randomized panel of doctors currently mandated, one doctor should be sufficient for making the determination, a stance that Starmer backed up on Wednesday. "We don't agree, we don't think that self-identification is the right way forward," Starmer said, adding that he had reflected on what happened in Scotland in setting out his new stance on the matter. Yet, trying to thread the political needle to not alienate his progressive base, Starmer said that the party would seek to modernize the Gender Recognition Act and get rid of some of the indignities in the process. The Labour leader also said he feels very strongly about the need for women's only spaces, saying that biological women who have been subjected to violence against women and girls want a safe space where they can feel that they are properly supported and protected. He said that a policy conference held over the weekend allowed us to be clear that there should be safe spaces for women, particularly in relation to violence against women. Starmer specifically pointed to the case of Adam Graham, a convicted rapist who now identifies as a transgender woman named Isla Bryson, as an example of instances in which women need to be protected from biological males. After being charged with rape, Graham began to identify as a woman and was therefore placed in a female-only prison, sparking outrage throughout the UK earlier this year. The fall of former Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon's government was largely attributed at the time to her inability to say whether the trans rapist was a man or a woman. Amid the UK government blocking Scotland's self-ID law, the transgender rapist was ultimately sent to a male prison, where he is currently incarcerated. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.